Hello and welcome to this video abstract on seminar.net. My name is Valentin Dander. I'm currently a PhD candidate at the University of Innsbruck in Austria and at the same time teaching at the University of Cologne in Germany. I want to give you a short introduction to my paper, How to Gain Knowledge When Data Are Shared. My research interests are mainly focusing on media education and media studies, especially on data literacy, data education, which is tightly linked to my PhD project I'm working on currently. The argumentation in the paper follows crucial questions that arise around the subjects of open government data, or data in general, and education, on which my PhD project is focusing. First of all, the most basic question, I suppose, is: are data of any importance at all? And especially talking about open government data, I would say yes, they are. If we take a look around, more and more data are being released, especially public data, in the shape of open government data. And still the question remains, what are we to do with it? And I think media education plays a crucial part to answer this question. Then again, you might want to ask, isn't there a flip side of the coin? And certainly there is. Several objections have been released from scholars from different disciplinary perspectives. They are dealing with the subject of fake transparency, for example, or with controlling or normalizing effects on society, but also on individuals. And finally, also in this field, social injustice is a very relevant aspect we have to take into account, also in media education. So if we take these critical perspectives, combine it with the potentials, then finally the question remains, which part can media education play in this whole complex of open government data? So on the one hand, there is a closer look at some projects that are already going on, providing users, people, with either technological or competence-based projects and models, how to acquire the necessary skills and competences to deal with data meaningfully, effectively. This is the one part. On the other hand, we have to think about the terminology, the framework in which we can talk about open government data, data in general, data literacy, data education within a media education or media pedagogical framework. On this part, I'm trying to argue that data literacy probably is not the most fitting term to describe what is needed, what skills are needed to deal with data in this sense. I'm looking at different terms, like for example visuacy, numeracy, mathematics, that try to get closer to what it is really about. And then Medienbildung, media education in a German sense, is supposed or suggested as a roof umbrella term to bring these threads together. This is kind of the essence of what this paper is about. I hope you enjoy reading it, and I'm very happy to get your ideas, your critique per email, which you can find on this homepage as well. Thank you for watching, and all the best.